This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz held a high-level meeting at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. India and Germany announced a wide range of initiatives spanning defense, trade and technology, marking a new chapter in bilateral relations. In order to strengthen defense industrial cooperation, both nations signed a declaration focused on co-development and co-production. Addressing the joint press meet with Chancellor Friedrich Merz, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Germany are not just economic partners, but the two nations are committed to global peace and stability. The Prime Minister said the bilateral trade between India and Germany has reached its highest level ever, surpassing the $50 million mark. Mr. Modi said that more than 2,000 German companies have a long-standing presence in India. The Prime Minister highlighted that the technology cooperation between the two nations has strengthened year after year, and today its impact is clearly visible on the ground. Speaking at the briefing, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said both countries want to elevate India-German relations to an ever higher level. Earlier, the two leaders visited the historic Sabarmati Ashram in Ahmedabad and paid tributes to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. Mr. Merz arrived in Ahmedabad early this morning on a two-day visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Modi. Nation pays homage to Swami Vivekananda on National Youth Day today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other leaders have paid tributes to Swami Vivekananda. The President said Swami Vivekananda was a timeless visionary and a spiritual icon who preached that inner strength and service to humanity were foundations of a meaningful life. The Vice President said Swami Vivekananda's life and teachings emphasized inner strength, self-discipline and selfless service as the pillars of a purpose. Full life. On the occasion of National Youth Day, the Prime Minister will participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi this evening. He will interact with around 3,000 youth from across the country, along with young delegates representing the international diaspora. The Prime Minister will release essay compilation for Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026, comprising selected essays on India's developmental priorities and long-term nation-building goals. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that education should be used to reduce inequalities, empower marginalized communities, and ensure that development reaches every corner of the country. He was speaking at the 9th convocation ceremony of Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi. The 64th mission of the PSLV C-62, carrying an Earth observation satellite and 14 other commercial payloads, encountered an anomaly toward the end of the PS3 stage after launch from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota this morning. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan said the performance of the vehicle up to the end of the third stage was as expected. However, close to the end of the third stage, a slightly higher disturbance in the vehicle's roll rates was observed, followed by a deviation in the flight path. He added that the data is currently being analyzed. The Defense Research and Development Organization successfully flight-tested its first portable anti-tank guided missile with top attack capability against a moving target in Hyderabad yesterday. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented the DRDO partners and the industry for the successful test. He said that the test is an important step towards building a self-reliant nation. In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces picked up a movement of suspected drones in several forward areas along the international border and line of control in Samba, Rajouri and Poonch districts last evening. Our correspondent reports that all the flying objects came from the Pakistan side and returned after hovering over the Indian territory for a few minutes. According to officials, security forces have launched a search operation on the ground after noticing the suspected drone activity in the forward areas. Tamilaga Vitri Kazagam Chief and Actor Vijay has reached the Central Bureau of Investigation headquarters in New Delhi in connection with the probe into the Kurur stampede tragedy. The incident had claimed the lives of 41 people. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.